Talia Schlanger once interviewed performers for a living. Sting, Lizzo, Macy Gray, Willie Nelson, and so many others. Now she's on the other side of the microphone, singing songs she has written. Schlanger hosted NPR's Philadelphia-produced music program World Cafe a few years before COVID hit. She grew up singing and acting in Canada, and after careful consideration decided to leave the show to return to her creative roots. Her first album is out. Grace for the Going reflects on life lived with grace. It's certainly sung elegantly. I spoke with Schlanger ahead of her performance this week at Johnny Brenda's in Philadelphia. This album, Grace for the Going, your voice goes many places in tone and range, in the emotional part of the storytelling in each song. What are you reaching for vocally?
I think just natural placement in the voice and like emotional truth. I always choose emotional truth over the aesthetic of the sound. In So Small, there's a big crescendo moment and my voice breaks a little bit, and rather than do the shiny recording studio thing of cleaning that up, I was really adamant that we just let that be.
Sitting at the table on a Tuesday, drawn in grayscale in the first week of a brand new year. Thinking how unlikely that despite the war outside me and inside me, I'm still here.
Were any of these songs single standing, you know, poems at first, and then they were put to music?
A Pool was a bit that way. It came out all in one shot. I'm so much about the cadence and the way that words tumble out of your mouth when you sing them. And once I really like the rhythm of something, I kind of can't help but want to sing it or put it to music.
I wish I could build you a pool. You could make your own hours and post your own rules. Your eyes wouldn't sting, there would be no chlorine. You wouldn't worry, the water was clean. And any time you felt your insides might rain, you could just dive on in, you could choose any lane. And the change rooms would be painted in all the best blue if I could just build you a pool.
There's some great instrumentation on these songs. Guitar picking, some swelling instruments. There's an instrument called the crystal bachette.
Crystal bachette, yeah, it's a French instrument, which is sort of like if a piano were made out of ice crystals and you play it by wetting your hands with water and then dragging them across the crystals to make these vibrations. And it's on the song See You Home, and the first song of the record, and the sort of sound that it gives you is the sort of like whoo, whoo, whoo.
Well, how does it fit in with See You Home?
The song is actually a retelling of my Bubba's story of crossing the Atlantic Ocean with her daughter, my aunt. My Bubba survived the Holocaust. She promised her daughter that if the waters rose and tried to overtake the boat, that she would hold her really high over her head with her last breath and that she would be saved. The song comes from water.
I know you are tired and scared to close your eyes. I'll keep watch until we reach the ocean's other side. Then I'll lay beside you in the still of sleep, breathing like it's simple, dreaming like it's free. And if water
collection of songs is a record of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Is The Narrow Bridge a story about mental health?
Yeah.
What happens in that song for you?
I started to have panic attacks when I was starting out in radio. And I sort of got them under control for a long while. During COVID, they crept up again. I was working on the record in a deep way at that time. And the song is in kind of a weird meter. I think of it as a busted up waltz, because a waltz is very comforting, right? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. But this song is in 11-4. So it's a waltz, but it's missing a beat. So it goes 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. And it was sort of meant to be a mirror of the brain loop of having a panic attack, where you kind of can't catch your breath, but there's also this meditative quality to it. And I felt like if I put that into a song, it would give me like a safe place to go. And it did help a lot.
Show me love. Show me where it hurts. Promise I will tell you someone else has had it worse. Catch it now. Coming.
Seems like a lot of performers have, you know, certainly anxiety.
It is very common, or maybe it's just as common in performers as it is in the general population. But folks who are writing from the depths of their experience and choosing to share that seem more visible in that way. And maybe if it's that, maybe art is useful in helping a lawyer or a teacher or a doctor even to be like, oh yeah, I feel that way too. I'm not alone. And I'm glad that I have a musical place that I can go to meet somebody else in that void.
Well, thank you for using the microphone in a number of ways. We've enjoyed you on the broadcasting side. And now this record is really delightful and intriguing.
Thank you so much. And thank you for taking the time to really listen and to talk to me about it, Jennifer. It's an honor.